Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley took some personal shots at one another in their final debate before the Iowa caucuses.
It was a one-on-one showdown on CNN where DeSantis accused Haley of not standing for anything.
If you hold her accountable to her record, first she'll say, I never said that. Well, one good rule of thumb, if she says she's never said something, that definitely means she said it.
Haley fired back, calling him a serial liar.
Rather than have him go and tell you all these lies, you can go to DeSantisLies.com.
And when asked why voters looking for a Trump alternative should vote for them,
I think this is a time that we know that we need a new generational leader.
We don't need a candidate who's going to look down on middle America. We've had enough of that.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Trump was on Fox in a town hall at the same time as the debate. President Biden's son Hunter Biden caused a commotion on Capitol Hill when he showed up to watch a House committee debate whether to hold him in contempt for defying a congressional subpoena. CBS's Scott McFarland was there.
The committee has accused him of stonewalling, of snubbing them, of refusing to show for a deposition in December, and refusing to do meetings otherwise. Hunter Biden has insisted that this happen. Any interview he has with the committee happen in a public hearing, before the cameras, before America, so that he can't be taken out of context or misrepresented.
Hunter Biden will be arraigned in federal court in Los Angeles today on 9 tax charges. A wall of snow turned a leisurely day on the slopes into chaos. A man died in an avalanche at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. Palisades Tahoe President Dee Byrne.
Our hearts are out to the and condolences to the victim. To victims' family, and certainly to everybody else involved in the incident.
Amazon's laying off employees in its video game streaming service, says CBS's Jason Brooks.
Bloomberg reports that Amazon is slashing 35% of its Twitch staffing, about 500 employees, following a disappointing year of user and revenue growth, which saw an earlier round of layoffs last spring.
Ecuador's army is fighting emboldened drug trafficking gangs in increasingly violent confrontations. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Americans in the South American country should be careful.
Please stay vigilant. Please avoid areas where you either see or feel or perhaps anticipate that there could be violence.
If you've got a Ram truck with a diesel engine, you may be spewing a lot of emissions that are damaging the environment. The manufacturer Cummins is recalling 600,000 of the engines. It's part of a settlement that Cummins reached with federal and California authorities. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehope. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehope, Civic Media News.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost three of their last five. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A couple of inches of snow in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 20s. Clouds in upper 20s Thursday. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. It will be heavy at times Friday into Friday night, and a winter storm watch is in effect. Right now, it's 25.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Very excited to be joined by our special guests. Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, and she is joined by Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo. And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can check out Cassie and Magoo right now. He's sitting on her shoulder. Cassie, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in and for bringing Magoo along.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Well, tell me, first of all, about the Center for Animal Rehab. What's the history? When did this start? You're right around the corner from us in downtown Waukesha. I had no idea you were even there until our Johnny Watermelon found you. And he's like, Jane, you have to go in there. It is the coolest place you have ever seen. And he's right.
Absolutely. Our founder, Lori, started this about 30 years ago because there's not really any good place, any good resources for bird care. So we're there to educate, to help take in animals that don't have a home or need someone to love and take care of them. So we're there for education as well, not just to rehome.
And very specifically for birds, right? You're very specifically handling larger birds, parrots and cockatoos, mm-hmm. and things like that.
We're doing anything from small finches to the big, large macaws. We also do small animals. We have guinea pigs. We had a hedgehog that we just adopted out.
Oh, really?
Gerbils. We've done reptiles. We had two leopard geckos last year. We had a bearded dragon as well. And we also do senior dogs. So that is part of our seniors rock. So we have some really cute senior dogs right now.
Is Magoo chewing on your hair? No.
Oh, the evil laugh means yes. Oh, the evil laugh means yes.
How many birds do you have right now? Because when I went through the other day, there seemed like you had like 30 of them.
We have 95.
95?
95 with 39 of them being budgies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them are adoptable because of various possibly what health conditions and things like that. But you do try to rehome some of them. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, with so many things with pets in particular, I believe people really start out with the right intentions. Unfortunately, they don't always appreciate everything that is going to come with this particular pet. Mm-hmm. And with birds in particular, especially parrots and cockatoos, they live a really long time.
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot right now of our birds that are outliving their owners. So we have quite a few birds that are in their 40s or even 50s right now. Magoo was born in 1997, so he's in his mid-20s. We threw him a birthday party in the summer. But a lot of people will see these animals so nice and cute. They see them on the internet right now talking so cute, being so friendly, but they don't realize how much hard work they are. So yeah, we have a retirement row of Amazons right now because they're all older men.
Bunch of older guys. Just a bunch of older guys hanging out. The other thing, too, I think that people need to appreciate, if you ever consider adopting a bird of this size, they need a big cage.
Big cage,
right? These are 5 foot high.
Yep.
5 foot high by 3 feet wide, at least.
We have a couple that are over 6 feet tall right now. We want those bird wings to be able to spread out. We've got a couple birds right now that were in too small of a cage for years and years and years. We have Bubba, whose shoulders and elbows are frozen. She's a resident of ours. She's a blue and gold macaw. So she's on pain meds every day. And then we have one of my new little girls who is opening up, and I'm so happy for her. Her name is Gianna. I call her Gigi for short. She came in with 30% mobility in her wings.
Oh.
So it's something, she's just blossoming right now. We're getting her wings to stretch out. And, oh, it's such a pleasure to see her just open up, get healthier, get better, and everything like that.
If you have any questions for Cassie Cherney, please text them, or you can call at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And if you want to get a good look at Maku, you can jump on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have them live in studio with us. What is it with the, why are these birds in particular able to talk? What is it about birds that gives them this ability as opposed to, I don't know, a rabbit?
I feel like it's their intelligence level. They are incredibly smart. Magoo just wants to tear everything, though. We've got an African gray that's a resident named Toby, and we have a big whiteboard above his cage of all everything that we think he can say. And we're in the 90s right now that we...
90 words, 90 phrases.
90 plus. And he just keeps on plugging them along.
Now, are these like, are these phrases that are, do the birds know what they're saying, or is it just a repetition? I guess that's my, is it an application of a word, or is it just, I like saying hello, Magoo?
I think it's a little bit of each. We've got Pierre that's 43 years old. He has one word, and it's hi. We've got other birds like Toby, where I swear he was a comedian in a past life. He is so smart, and that timing is just so spot on. They truly know certain things. So,
yeah, I can. I've only been with Magoo for a couple minutes here, and he's definitely got a clear personality for sure. And it, you were talking beforehand about choosing Magoo amongst all the other birds, and you said there was a factor where you had to make sure there wasn't one that would swear. And that it seems like there is more than one you have an issue with that.
There's a few. We try and keep it to the minimum, and we always try and express those positive tones, those positive words, and that can really change it. Granted, sometimes those words never come out of their brains, but, you know, we can see a difference when we're more positive towards the birds and that encouraging, good boy, good girl,
sure.
Good job kind of
thing. It's the same kind of positive reinforcement you do with any pets.
Absolutely.
Essentially. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining the show. What do you want to say?
It disturbs me, the ignorance of humanity. And I thank you for what you're doing for these poor animals who end up in these terrible circumstances. And I just think, you know, people are not smart enough to understand what they're getting into. Plus, the thing is, I always have an issue when I adopt a pet. Is what am I going to do with it when I have to go away for something or I'm going to go on vacation for a week or two? Because a lot of pets, you can't just take to a daycare center or find someone to come in and take care of them. So that's also something people really need to consider when they take on an unusual pet like these.
Absolutely, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling. You're absolutely right. And, I mean, you need to do that with any pets, a cat, a dog, anything that you might have.
I love dogs. I love dogs. I've always had one, but I haven't been in a situation in my life where I've been able to have one, and it's the second I did, I got one. But because I love dogs, I wasn't going to do that because I knew I wasn't going to be there every day to go and walk that dog.
Right. You have to think of what's in the best interest of the animal. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
And part of the service we provide at CARE is boarding for birds. If you are taking a trip, we can be that place to take them in, watch them. We have volunteers that go in every single day. They get fresh food and water every single day.
Someone to interact with them?
Absolutely. So that's one service that we do provide.
Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, which is right around the corner from us here in downtown Waukesha. And she brought in Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, talking about all the things that they do there and the rescue services that they offer. And like we said when we began, Cassie, I really do believe that most people start out with the right intentions. But especially with an animal like this and something that can live 50, 60, 70 years, that's a whole nother responsibility that you're taking on. That's a whole different thing. Brian's now, Magoo is not
that's
into
cool,
you.
Magoo.
Magoo is not into you, Brian Kelly.
He climbed on my arm. He was like, yeah, that's not the same. I'm not used to that. I don't necessarily like that.
I'm curious, Cassie, where did your interest in birds start and how did you come to this?
We got our first family bird when I was 6 years old, and it was a cockatiel, and then it grew to a budgie, and then my mother's former boss had a severe macaw that they were looking to get rid of, and he wasn't taking care of the best way, so that kind of rolled into, hey, you're the bird people now. So we took in another African gray that was a family friend's, and they couldn't take care of it. My former umbrella cockatoo, a guy bought her off of Craigslist, had her for a week, and realized he couldn't take care of her. And so a guy came knocking on our door saying, hey, do you want a free cockatoo?
Oh, wow.
And that kind of really opened up. And that's how I started volunteering with CARE. I was looking to board her, at kind of last minute, and Lori, our president, kind of opened those doors and said, we can house her here while you take your trip and everything. So it kind of really opened up, and I have not stopped helping since.
And you, this is all volunteer?
100% volunteer. We have about 40 volunteers right now. We're always looking for more. This job is never done. There is always cleaning to do, always interacting and kind of teaching these birds different things and getting them acclimated to people and handling and everything.
Like, and I want to say, when I was in there last week, When you go from cage to cage and they're all in their own individual spaces, they very much want interaction. I mean, the birds will come right over to where you are no matter what they're doing. They look at you with these intense little bird eyes, and you can just hear the wheels clicking in their head. But it's obvious they really are hungry for that kind of interaction and that kind of attention. You can't just put them in a cage and leave them there and wave when you walk past.
Absolutely. They're definitely social birds. They're used to being in a large flock. So they want that interaction, whether it's from other birds or people, or in my house, it's sometimes from the cat. but yeah, they love the interaction. Anything that we can do. Magoo adores head rubs.
Yeah, he just put his head under my hand like my cat or dog does.
Yep.
Pet me, pet me.
And that's what he does in his cage. He lures people in that way. He goes, look how pretty and innocent I am.
And then he takes a little snip.
Sometimes.
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 Yeah, you gotta be careful with those beaks, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Magoo will still be here. So will Cassie when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
At EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to the...
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Two very special guests in studio with us. That's Magoo, the Umbrella Cockatoo, and Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, which is located right here in beautiful downtown Waukesha. It's an animal rescue facility, especially for birds and larger birds. And we're just learning about all the things that they do. If you have a question or a text, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Yeah, it makes me wonder that, given that our birds are just, the surviving, members of the dinosaurs, that I wonder if some of the dinosaurs in the past had, vocalizations that, complex speech patterns like... our modern birds do. I mean, because, most birds have some kind of language. I mean, even your little average songbirds, I mean, they apparently have a wide range of vocalizations that are, sort of meaningless to us, but have, deep meaning for them. And parrots, of course, have, a wide range of vocalizations, and they more or less adapt, say things that are pleasing to us. And they're just, socializing with us, I guess, trying to communicate with us by mimicking what we say to them.
Yeah, it's astonishing, Mark, and it's really astonishing when I was in the other day, and many of of your birds will talk and have many different phrases, and they just are looking for this interaction, this attention, this affection, and it's wonderful to see. Tell me, you said, Cassie, that obviously no organization like this can run without volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is listening, I met a woman when I was in who drives all the way from Cedarburg.
Wow.
Because she loves it so much. That's she loves it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can people get involved? What are the different things that they can do at the Center for Animal Rehab?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our website, centerforanimalrehab.org. We have volunteer applications on there. We will accept just about anything. We always, always, always need help. But with that, we are also nonprofit. So no one within our facility gets paid. We get no money from anyone but donors. We do make toys to sell. We have some used cages for sale. We do grooming once a month where we do bird nail trims and beak trims and wing trims.
Beak trimming is a thing?
It's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine.
We do it.
Wow.
Yes. Not all birds need it. Some birds, their beaks may grow differently, or maybe they had an injury where they might need a little. Magoo sometimes has a little bit on his bottom beak. If you see his top beak kind of goes down at a slight angle, so the little spike on the bottom side. But if we give them plenty of wood, hard nuts to chew on, they can usually take care of it themselves.
That was the other thing that really impressed me when I stepped in last week was how much they love toys.
Absolutely.
There was one big parrot who had this multi-layered cardboard swingy thing, and it was obvious he loved this thing and was having so much fun with it. So they really do enjoy play.
Oh, Magoo loves it, and he finds different ways to play with the pieces that he's chewed off as well. Lori does a fantastic job of keeping him nice and busy in his cage, but Some of his toys don't even last it 24 hours in his cage before it's destroyed.
It's like having a puppy.
Oh, absolutely.
Essentially. The other thing that folks should keep in mind, if you're ever considering getting a larger bird like this, I would highly suggest you go to the Center for Animal Rehab so you get a better understanding of just how loud they can be.
Very, very, very loud. And that's one reason why we get so many birds surrendered. Is people living in apartments or condos or neighbors or roommates that cannot tolerate that sound, or even the children. So not all birds are extremely loud. Magoo has one of the loudest calls in our facility. He can get very loud, but then 2 seconds later, he does his sweet little innocent voice again. very extremely loud. And you can tell when they are all upset because they will all be running. I've noticed that our macaws do not like joggers past our windows. If you're walking, it's fine. Skateboarding, bicycling.
Anything. That's all good.
But if you're running, they don't like it.
And they let you know.
We all know when someone's running. I think it's a cross-country group that kind of goes past our building, and we all know when they're coming.
Cassie Cherney and Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, are with us in the studio from the Center for Animal Rehab here in downtown Waukesha. I'm so grateful to have met you. I'm so grateful to have learned about you. Again, give us your website if people want to find out more and wipe down cages. And really, if you're thinking about getting a bird like this, volunteer here first.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a question here. You were lighting up when you were talking about Gigi when she had a smaller cage and now is opening up and kind of broke. What have these birds done for you?
They've given me a little bit of purpose in life, to take care of something, to get them to a place where they can make someone else happy as well. One of my favorite birds right now is a guy who looks pretty similar to Magoo. He's another umbrella cockatoo. His name is Junior. He was my first pickup from a surrender. I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago. And he was in a very, very small cage. It was wrapped in a towel or a big blanket. It had a lock on there that they almost couldn't find the key for.
Oh.
He had one perch and a bowl of sunflower seeds at the bottom. And when I brought him back to our facility, he was so scared. He was not eating for a few days. He kind of stayed in one spot. He wasn't playing with toys. Opening it up now, he is such a happy guy. He plays with all sorts of toys. We get him out, and he will go to anyone. So we are just trying to find his forever home. We've got someone who's a little interested in him, so I'm not saying he's 100% available, but he is just such a happy boy, and I am so proud of how far he's come.
Well, thank you for all the work you guys do at the Center for Animal Rehab. What a wonderful service you provide. And again, your website is?
Centerforanimalrehab.org. We are also on Facebook and Instagram. that wasn't a joke. I don't want to say my spare time because I barely have spare time, but I take a lot of pictures of the birds. So we're trying to get that out on our social medias so people can see how beautiful these birds are.
They truly are.
He knows where that mic is.
And he knows it's all about him. Thank you so very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Cassie Cherney, Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, joining us from the Center for Animal Rehab. The news is on the way next. When we return, tough act to follow when you're following an umbrella cockatoo. J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will be joining us to talk things sports. This is Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. One man is dead after an avalanche tore through a section of trails at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. This woman was getting ready to hit the slopes when it happened.
I was halfway up the chair when I saw somebody go, "There it goes," because the slough had just happened. The avalanche had just fallen.
Two Republican presidential candidates debated on CNN, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who noted the absence of the party's leading candidate.
I wish Donald Trump was up here on this stage. He's the one that I'm running against. He's the one that I wish would be here. He needs to be defending his record.
DeSantis promised he'd take action at the southern border if elected.
We will build a wall. We will actually have Mexico pay for it in the way that I thought Donald Trump was. We're going to charge fees on remittances that workers send to foreign countries.
Former President Trump was on Fox News in a town hall that, like the debate, happened in Des Moines, Iowa. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin age 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A couple of inches of snow in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 20s. Clouds in upper 20s Thursday. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. It will be heavy at times Friday into Friday night, and a winter storm watch is in effect. It's 24 at our studios.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Ryan Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Before we welcome our next guest, I want to give a shout out to Andrew from Maine, texted in Magoo for Assembly Speaker 2024. 100%. I think that'd be an interesting runoff. Flyoff.
Yeah.
Be an interesting flyoff. If nothing else,
I'll tell you this: Magoo has a bigger personality and has a bigger person, a stronger character, I would say, than our current speaker.
It would be an interesting contest.
Yes,
we'll just leave it at that. All right, joining us as he does every other week to talk all things sports, Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe is here. I'm sorry to make you follow an animal, J.R. That's what's the old adage in showbiz: never work with animals and children.
Yeah, I thought, did I hear that one of the animals' name is Junior or JR? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
There is. I think they have a bird named JR. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. I love the animals. I'm happy. I'm happy to be on the same show with the animals.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to talk big game on Sunday. I personally never thought that we were going to make it here. Seriously, at the beginning of the season, even the middle of the season. So Sunday, it's going to be Packers and Dallas. How are you feeling about this matchup? Because Dallas is pretty impressive at home.
Yeah, Dallas is undefeated at home and has won 16 in a row, actually, going back through last season. So they've had a lot of success. They're a very good team. They wouldn't be the two seed in the NFC if they weren't really, really good. So it's going to be very difficult. I mean, the Packers will not be favored. They shouldn't be favored. They're a young upstart team that managed to get hot here at the end of the year and cobble together the wins they needed. It's very exciting and it's fun for fans, I'm sure, who are the feeling of playing with house money, I think, is pretty pervasive at this point, that, you know, just getting here is a surprise. So it's great news. It's just great to have that opportunity to face Mike McCarthy. And you know what? Maybe they get hot and win, you know, hot through the playoffs and win here too. That's entirely plausible. The Cowboys have one of the best defensive players in football in Micah Parsons. He's one of the better offensive. Yeah, he could be the defensive player of the year. And then their offensive tandem of Dak Prescott, who led the league in touchdown passes, and CeeDee Lamb, who's one of the best receivers in football. You know, they have the best scoring offense in football and a top five defense. Like, no big deal, right? You just got to go into their place and find a way. It's going to be a very difficult matchup. I won't say they're invulnerable, the Cowboys. They haven't played great lately. They've been, I think, a little bit, you know, not as good as they were earlier in the season. After CeeDee Lamb, I don't think they have a ton of threats, at least, you know, not that level, certainly. But, yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle, and it should be fun. With no expectations, it should be fun.
Well, I just hope it's not a blowout, you know, that we at least play respectably and get some points up on the board and do us somewhat proud. I have a lot of faith in Jordan Love, though. I mean, he has performed, I think. Don't you think he's performed far better than people's expectations?
I really hope you don't archive the tapes of what I said about Jordan Love, but like halfway through the year. If we could just erase those appearances, I wouldn't mind.
They've been lost, yes.
Lost. What a shame. Lost to history.
Yeah.
I definitely said midway through the season that he was not... In my mind, I didn't see him as the future because he wasn't an accurate quarterback. And after 3 years of sort of understudy work and even going back to what he did in college, he just didn't have, I thought, the accuracy to be a truly good NFL quarterback. And I thought that they would be playing for draft position, would not make the playoffs, and they would think about whether or not they wanted to move on here at the end of the year. Well, obviously, that's not what I think now. I was an idiot. I was a complete moron. I should have never said it out loud because he has gotten better. You know, the guys he's throwing to have all gotten better. I think, you know, if Aaron Rodgers were still here, not only is he probably not the more gifted quarterback at this point in his career versus Jordan Love, but you know, he has this reputation, Aaron Rodgers does, of making it so difficult for younger players to really come into their own. He gets so dispirited with them making mistakes and not being on his plane in terms of where to run, routes to run, and things like that. And Jordan Love just is just more laid back. And so these guys have all developed around each other. You know, this group of first and second year players have all developed together. And now they're really clicking at the end of the season. It's gone really well. And I mean, Jordan Love just got named Offensive Player of the Week for the second time in a row. That has never happened.
Wow.
To a Packers quarterback.
Really?
So yeah, never Rodgers, never Favre.
Wow.
It's a hard thing to do. It's kind of a rare for anybody to do it, but that's just where he's obviously playing his best football. Everybody seems to be clicking right now. They're, I think, relatively healthy going into this game, especially if they get a couple, you know, if Christian Watson can play. I think they're in about the best shape they can be for this game. It's a really nice spot.
Yeah. There's something to be said for, you know, pulling on the same rope. I mean, it felt like Aaron Rodgers is trying to do one thing and everybody else is trying to do another. And it feels like, you know, it may be working better because of, frankly, coaching. I mean, Matt LaFleur, I'm not necessarily a Packers fan myself, but watching Matt LaFleur, I see him as a guy who doesn't say this is what I want to do. He says this is what I can do, and this is how I can win with what I have, which to me makes a better coach. And can you speak to at least like how these players are responding to the coaching staff?
There was definitely a sense that when Rodgers was gone, that would remove an element of, butting heads. Matt LaFleur could now implement his system with a completely willing quarterback to buy into just exactly how the progressions work and, you know, not be so preoccupied with things like avoiding interceptions or only throwing to guys that you trust, you know, just really working within the confines of the system. That was definitely supposed to be a benefit. You know, early on, it just didn't look like he was going to be good enough to execute that. And obviously, that's incorrect. He is good enough to execute it, and you know, threw for more than 4,000 yards. And that's exactly right. What I said before, just the idea that all these guys can grow together into it. I mean, what better way to build chemistry than have, you know, 10 guys on offense that are all at the same stage of their career, first and second year players, or guys who, or Jordan Love, who's essentially a first year player, not exactly, but kind of. So they're developing something. I mean, you don't see receivers as confident when they're rookies as you've seen Jaden Reed and Dontayvion Wicks play this year, or Tucker Kraft for that matter, as a tight end. You know, they got Luke Musgrave back, but so they're full strength at tight end, but Tucker Kraft has really come into his own. I mean, their draft class in 2023 looks like it could be just an absolute grand slam draft class. And everybody's on the same page. It's different. It's totally different vibe from when Aaron Rodgers was here, you know, all the way around. You know, you got to think that extends into the locker room as well. So yes, this is kind of the perfect scenario for Matt LaFleur, and they're going to be better next year. I mean, they're only going to get better from here.
J.R. Radcliffe is our guest. He is a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. 844-967-2789. If you want to call or text, Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Good morning, guys. So, JR, you're probably going to think I'm absolutely nuts with what I'm about to say, but just stick with me because I'm going to explain why I think this way. I think that not only are the Packers going to win, but I'm favoring them by about 7.5 to win against the Dallas Cowboys. And here's why. The Dallas Cowboys seem to have this wonderful thing where they fumble the ball metaphorically when it's in big spots, and I'm looking for them to do the same thing here. It's another big spot. It's a win or done situation, and I'm thinking they're going to crumble. What say you?
Well, I mean, if you look at history, if you buy into history, the Packers have had a ton of success against the Dallas Cowboys. I think they've won 9 of their last 10, or something like that. They've never lost in that building, including the Super Bowl back in early 2011, 4-0 in that building. And Mike McCarthy is prone to some playoff mistakes. We know this, right? We saw it firsthand. So I there is a lot of pressure on Dallas. You know, like there were some rumblings. You know, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, was asked if Mike McCarthy is definitely going to have this job next year. And he didn't commit to yes, which is stunning to me. The Cowboys were, I think, arguably at times the best team in the NFC this year. And it wasn't a full-on commitment, which means that they probably need to win this game to make everything, you know, to make it feel like a successful season for Dallas. Green Bay does not have to put up with any of that. Green Bay has already achieved what, you know, you could dream of. And so this is all, you know, icing on the cake. They can go in relaxed and know that, okay, if they lose by a touchdown or 2 touchdowns, that's expected. I think it's fair to think this will be a close game because all playoff games are close games. They're so rarely blowouts, even against the 2 seed versus the 7 seed. It's just really hard to blow somebody out in the playoffs. So if you think the Packers are going to win, it's absolutely on the table. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dallas, the talent is there's a disparity there.
Yeah.
But would I be shocked if Dallas, you know, lays an egg? Absolutely not. No way.
It's not the NFC Championship game, so the Packers do have a better chance. So that's important.
they have a little struggle there when they get to the end.
Yeah, but they got beaten pretty handily by Arizona, who sucks.
And yeah, but that was back in week 3. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but they're not invincible. How does this Packers team climb up on this giant beast and take it down slowly?
I if they are able to take away CeeDee Lamb, I think that's a huge benefit to them. This is, you know, then you're actually, you wonder about tight end production, like Jake Ferguson, the University of Wisconsin alumnus who's on this Cowboys team and had a tremendous year. Like, he'd probably figure pretty prominently into this. But if you take away CeeDee Lamb, that's going to help your defense pretty dramatically. The defense has had 2 great weeks in a row, so they're on a high a little bit. They were able to shut down Justin Jefferson, who is unquestionably the Vikings' number one option a couple weeks ago. Now their quarterback, totally different story. That quarterback is bad. Dak Prescott is very good. So it's just not going to be as easy. But if they can do that, I think that they have a shot the way they've played lately. I think that the defense really, you know, they did play their best football the last 2 weeks. That's the truth. So that would be a big thing. I think offensively they have enough to score points. I think they're going to score some points. I don't think they're going to be completely shut down, even though Dallas's defense is very, very, very good. So that's one of the keys to me, shutting down CeeDee Lamb and then making other aspects of that passing game work. If they're able to get after Dak Prescott and make him uncomfortable, all the better. That's what they were able to do to Justin Fields. And if they can do that to Prescott, then yeah, they'll be in okay shape.
Well, I certainly hope the Packers beat the Dallas on Sunday. Absolutely. But for what it's worth, I really like Mike McCarthy, and I just like how he handles things. And I heard some reporters trying to press him about, oh, you're taking on the Packers, and he's so cut and dried and he's so deadpan. He's like, yeah, I'm not talking about that. I don't care. You know, it's immaterial. It's immaterial. It's, you know, my former team. Let's just move on. I love him for that. I do.
I have a lot of respect for Mike McCarthy as well. And I do think, I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He should be respected in Green Bay. Obviously it wasn't a good place when it ended, but his comments were not, you know, they were not cold. They were icy. He was engaging a little bit, but like, you could tell he's just tired of it. I really just don't want to do this, guys.
He doesn't want the drama, right? He just doesn't want to deal with this manufactured drama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He doesn't want to deal with drama, and I don't blame him. It's going to come up. It'll be discussed that Mike McCarthy used to coach the Green Bay Packers, that he's had some playoff foibles, I guess. But we'll see.
I think we'll have a really good chance of not seeing that beating of the dead horse of the same thing, because you're going to have Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson on. And I think Greg Olson is one of the better analysts out there, and he doesn't lean on things like, hey, McCarthy used to be the Packers coach. Ah. He actually knows what he's talking about and does a really good job of analysis.
Yeah, I like those guys. I agree. I think, I mean, once the game starts, it's not going to be a big thing. They're not going to spend the whole game showing highlights of the NFC Championship games that you referenced, because Mike McCarthy has coached in a lot of those.
Yeah.
But it'll be about the Packers figuring out a way against one of the best teams, you know, best teams in football.
All right. J.R. Ratcliffe joins us every other week to talk all things sports. He's a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you so very much, J.R. We will talk to you in a couple. Go Pack, go. Stay close.
Sounds
You're
good.
Listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin, but we don't get upset. Where do you think that they're all headed every chance they get? We don't really hold a grudge, because this is all in fun. As far as football rivalries, we're both number one. Still, we wouldn't mind seeing Ditka run over by a truck, because the Bears still suck. 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 They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck. All the ladies now. Still suck. The Bears still suck. They really.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Ryan Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board, all coming to you live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a busy show.
Yeah. And like I said, when I walked in, I'm like, well, this will last about 2 seconds because it has.
It goes really, really quickly. Fancy Brian making an exception out of his extraordinarily busy schedule to join me in studio today. Greg Bach is going to be off for a couple of days until next week. And it was so much fun having Cassie and Magoo the bird in here from the Center for Animal Rescue. It was just remarkable. If you didn't hear it, or if you know someone who loves pets and birds and things like that, I would highly encourage you to go listen to the podcast, which we will get up after the show is over.
For sure.
And go visit them yourself. And if you're into birds, go see them and go spend some time there. And if you're thinking about getting a parrot or a cockatoo or one of those larger animals.
They can train you to get used to having a bird in your life.
Yes, absolutely. So lots of different snow totals from yesterday, everything from 10 to what, an inch and a half. You're in Oak Creek, Brian. How much did you guys end up with? You got nothing?
I got wet slush that I, there was a little respite last night, I just went out, shoveled a little bit, didn't even turn on my snowblower.
And yeah.
Then threw down some salt or calcium chloride, actually, and it took care of it. No problem.
So your daughter is in sixth grade?
Yeah.
She's
11.
Did she have school yesterday?
No, they closed it early. They told us the day before, which is so much easier for all the parents. A lot of times schools forget that there are parents that are involved.
And they have to change their schedules.
Yeah. I mean, let's ignore the fact that we're still using a schedule that, you know, is for 100 years ago when everybody went back to farming. Most people, I don't know, what's that song that Dolly Parton has that is really important about that work? 9 to 5. There's a whole song about working 9 to 5, yet not any school in the entire world lets out much later than 3:30. I mean, let's forget about that. But at least Oak Creek Franklin, because their school district is Oak Creek and Franklin, and literally the line of snow stopped right in the middle of that school district.
Oh, interesting.
And if you were out in the morning, it was, you know, a good call because nobody was on the road. It was a lot easier, and it would have been a mess even if it was just a little bit of rain and slush.
Well, things got really bad in the afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Even when about 1 o'clock out here in Waukesha, we were getting those real fat flakes and it was coming down pretty hard. So yeah, you want to let them out before the middle of the day when it's really going to be a nightmare trying to get them home.
Mm-hmm. So the night before we were told, which is great because, you know, and a lot of the school districts already have this stuff built in. They're expecting to lose X amount of days every year. And sometimes, like this year, when there has been no snow late, they'll go and burn a snow day the second they have a chance because it's good.
It's factored in.
Yeah, it's factored in.
Well, what jumped out at me, I saw this morning on WISN. There are some schools that made kids go virtually yesterday.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Mount Olive Lutheran School in Milwaukee. Kind of exciting. We haven't had a lot of snow around for a while, but they were going to learn online. The kids are used to it. They know what to do. And I got a couple of emails from parents that said, thank you for letting us know in advance. Obviously, the advance warning is the big thing. But I just can remember being a kid and praying for a snow day.
Yeah.
Just one where you can stay in your pajamas and watch movies and cartoons and have a cereal festival and eat Captain Crunch until it cuts up the inside of your mouth.
Oh, that's a good time, too.
Right?
Yep, I do love that.
You remember that?
No, I feel it right now. I got scars.
But it just seems, it seems so mean to rip it away from him.
That's why that Bob Ross is so popular. Because whenever you stay at home, you watch Bob Ross. That's when he's on. You know, that's snow days and you know, sick days are how Bob Ross became popular for among kids growing up. That's why this generation loves Bob Ross. Snow days.
So, yes, in some instances, the schools did decide to make the kids learn virtually.
All right. They're a smaller school. Olive Lutheran, I'm assuming, is a smaller school. They have a little bit of an ability to do that, and apparently the kids are used to that. But I would say this. If you're going to go and do that, have a couple days every month where you just stay home. You're already built in. You already have it so that you do virtual school. Great. Have like balance it out. If you're going to make sure that on snow days you stay home, then have a couple days that are built in your stay home days. I mean, that can mess up with the parents.
Well, I was going to say that depends upon the parent schedule. What was it like for you and Amy during the lockdowns when Darby was learning from home?
Almost all of the parents that are... we have a really good group of parents, friends. They're awesome. They're great, supportive, and fair, which is really nice. But most of them have a parent that works from home.
Oh, okay.
Already. Like yesterday, already. I was like, I'm home. So if we need to have anybody over, we can take anybody in. And we went down the list, and everybody works from home already. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird, but yeah, there's a really big good support with our group of family. So.
And we're going to be doing, well, I'm going to be doing, your daughter's very involved in basketball.
Yes.
And there's a pretty unique program that's going on in Oak Creek.
Yes, they have a youth program. Now, the civic program is, they have a city program, but this is a paid program, but it's not like an AAU type of thing.
Not
where
a real
you have
super
to be,
exclusive.
We're not trying to get kids scholarships. We're just trying to get them to do a pick and roll in a game. And there's a lot of family, friend support. It's affordable, and it's great because my kid started with no skills whatsoever in third grade and now understands and is into basketball and still loves it.
That's great.
But it's third through eighth grade, and there's a lot of kids involved. And it's, I mean, girls' basketball is becoming huge. I mean,
isn't that interesting?
I remember the WNBA, when it came out, people were like, what is this?
No one's going to watch that.
It is growing. Growing, people are investing in it, and women's sports, women's volleyball, becoming huge. This is awesome.
Yep, it is really good to see. Well, we will be chasing that down because I want to do a little segment with the head of that that basketball
carry
program
out here for you,
and we will do that soon. Right now, though, news is coming up next. That is followed by the one and only Todd Allbaugh program, the Todd Father.
It's Allbaugh all the time.
Allbaugh all the time. Fancy Brian Kelly, thank you so very much
for
coming in today. Thank you, Calvin, for running the board. Thank you as well for calling and texting and listening. Much, much appreciated. And I hope you get a chance to find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. This is Matt Nair on Air. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News.